Amen. We thank the Lord. We're moving on forward. We're going to ask you to turn your Bibles to, I got a couple of scriptures here. I decided today to go in and just kind of minister somewhat on the line of our Savior being born into the world. Amen. Because a couple of Sundays, there are going to be other people doing, other ministers doing exhortation. And I'm still be here, but I will not be speaking. So I wanted to go in and prior to we are get ready post-Christmas. Amen. It's not just about toys, gifts, and food, but it's about our Savior. Amen. Been born into, amen, this world. Amen. For understanding why he was born. Why don't you turn your Bible to St. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 18. We're going to start. We're going to read 18 through 21. Then I'm going to Isaiah, then the book of John, and then we can move on. Okay. St. Matthew chapter 1 verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused or engaged to Joseph before they came together. I'm going to read that again. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph or engaged to Joseph before they came together, she was found with the child. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just or righteous man, not willing to make her a public shame, a public example or a public shame, amen, was minded to put her away privately. After he found that she was pregnant, before they have any intimacy with one another, his thought in his mind is to put her away, amen. And it said in verse 20, said, but while he thought on these things, amen, God began to deal with his heart. Behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife. Amen. He let him know, it's all right, Joseph. I know she's found with the child, and you have not touched her to conceive child, but he's letting them know it's all right to take her for a wife, because he had said second thoughts in his mind, why would I marry somebody that's already pregnant and I have not been with them? Amen. And it says, for that which is conceived in her is the Holy Ghost. The angel of the Lord letting know that what's conceived in her is from God. Amen. And it said, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. That's why we get Jesus. So he was born. Amen. And that's where we get the name Jesus from. And he shall save his people from their sins. He wasn't just born into this world for nothing. He was born into this world for a purpose. Okay. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. And we're going to come out of Isaiah again after we read this. It said, unto us, a child is born, and unto us, a son is given. And the government or the leadership shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Okay, I'm going to ask you to skip over to chapter 26 in the same book, Isaiah, chapter 26 and verse 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. All right, our last scripture is found. St. John 14, chapter 14, and verse 27. When you have that, would you say amen? Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world give it, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Lord, we ask you to add a blessing to the reading of your word in Jesus' name. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. We want to talk about today the Prince of Peace. Amen. And it's a very timely message talking about peace, because this world is in war. And we need peace. Amen. Yeah. And the Bible says there's no peace except the Lord for the wicked. Uh-huh. You know, God always, he's already established as he's already said, if you're wicked and you're not trying to do my will, there's no peace for you. Say, there's no peace, said the Lord, for the wicked. And I want to go back into the birth of Jesus. Amen. Speaking about, amen, how he was born in a manger. Amen. And he was his purpose for being here. Little baby Jesus. He's not still a baby. Amen. Thank God. Amen. He's the Savior of the world. Amen. Amen. And we thank the Lord. Amen. And that's a good example. Now the birth of Jesus was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused or engaged or betrothed to Joseph, engaged to be, another word, to be married. Before they came together, she found out she was with a child. Amen. Amen. And in other words, and the Lord began to deal with the angel began to let him know it's okay. You can go on and take this woman. This woman has not commit no type of sin. This birth that she already had is of the Lord. And it's all right. You can go on and marry her. Amen. Amen. She brought forth Jesus. Amen. Into the world. Amen. That he would save. Amen. His people from their sins. Amen. How many know God is still saving people from sins? Amen. Amen. He's in the saving business. Amen. Amen. And it says, unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. And the government, amen, should be upon his shoulder. I'm so glad that the government, that God is in control, amen, of this world, amen. I'm so glad he's over the president. He's over all kind of leaders. He's over all type of pastors. He's over everybody, amen. Thank God he governs everything, amen. He knows when it's going too far to the left or too far to the right. He knows how to balance things out. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. And then said unto us, a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be up on his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful. How many know he's wonderful? Amen. Amen. He's so wonderful. This song say, God is wonderful. He's wonderful to me. Amen. We was at a funeral yesterday. They were singing a lot of the older songs, and those songs have meaning. Amen. They have more meaning than the songs they sing today. A lot of times we just bebop. We don't know what we bebopping to. Amen. But those music, those songs, amen, bring back, amen, from when you first believed. Amen. Amen. And thank the Lord. Amen. But God is wonderful. And a lot of times we don't say that to the Lord. And I've learned, even as I've been walking with the Lord and yet learning to walk. Sometimes I just say, Lord, you're so sweet. You have to really think about it. Do you ever hear yourself? You ain't got to, I ain't tell nobody, raise your hand. But you need to ask yourself a question. Do you ever tell the Lord he's so sweet? That's because you ain't walked with him long enough. Somebody said, I walk with him long enough. But when you begin to walk with him and it's really real, you're going to say, Lord, you're so sweet. Because see, you're going to look around at some stuff that could have happened to you. Amen. And you're going to say, Lord, I'm so glad you didn't let that happen to me. You're so sweet. Amen. Glory to God. God is wonderful. Amen. There's nobody wonderful like the Lord. You can't find a human being that's wonderful like the Lord. You look at yourself, you ain't even wonderful. Like the Lord. I said, you ain't wonderful like the Lord. I mean, you may wonderful, you might be wondering, but you ain't wonderful like the Lord. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. Nobody's like him. Amen. He's a wonderful, and his name shall be called Wonderful. And a counselor. And you know, he's a wise counselor. Amen. You get a lot of counseling out here, but the Bible said get wise counseling. Who are you getting your counseling from? The devil or somebody? You got the Spirit of God, but you're getting counsel for somebody that's not, don't have the Spirit of God. That's the wrong way. You get your counseling from the Lord, and make sure whoever you're talking to, they are hooked up with the Lord the way they need to be, because they can give you wrong counseling. He's a wonderful counselor. He's wonderful, and he's a counselor. And the Bible says he's the mighty God. He's the mighty God, and he is the everlasting Father. There's no ending or beginning to him. There's no. He's just so everlasting. Amen. And he's the Prince of Peace. Amen. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the one that invented peace. And he said he'll keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind on him. And that's your part to do. You got to make a determination. I'm going to keep my mind on the Lord. Yes, the devil will tempt you and fight you and tell you all kind of things when you're going through stuff to get you distracted. That's all they are, distractions. Amen? You know, you got to talk to yourself sometime. Amen. You don't have nobody there to talk to. You can talk to encourage yourself. Amen. You got to tell yourself, amen, I'm not just going to keep thinking about this. Amen. You think about something that's going down, you are going under, honey. You keep thinking about something that's down. And the Bible say, lean not to your own understanding. So if you done went around the track 35 times, it's time to stop. If you bump it up against the same thing for 30 days, it's time to get a check in your spirit. Say, this is not going nowhere. Let me turn the car around and go the other way. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. He's a mighty God. He's an everlasting Father. And he is the Prince of Peace. Amen. It's something about peace that I am learning to enjoy. I'm learning and yet learning. But it's something about you can go walk with God and God can take you in an area of peace that you've never been into. And if you keep walking with God, you experience peace. You don't want turmoil. Once you begin to get in that place of peace, you don't want no turmoil. You don't want no turmoil around you. That's the same way when you learn to have joy. Amen. You don't want to be around depressed, discouraged people because that pulls on you. That pulls on you. So, in other words, somebody say, well, you have joy when everything goes well. You're supposed to have joy when things are going bad, too. God expects you to have the same joy that you had because this joy, the world didn't give it to you and the world can't take it away. It's not the same joy you get. I see the kind of joy you get in the world is I get joy when I have some money. I get joy when I got a new dress. I get joy when I got a new car. I got joy. I got joy, but then if I don't have these things, I don't have my dad, I don't have no joy. That joy is your joy. It's not the joy of the Lord. Because the Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yes, Lord.
So, amen. Glory to God. That Prince of Peace. And I'm going to tell you, I ain't going to say it's easy to stay in peace. Amen. You might get there for a minute, but as soon as you get there, the devil will always try to pull you out of peace. Amen. Amen. It's up to you if you let him pull you out of. What do you want? Peace? You want peace? You got to fight for peace sometime. The Lord said, I give you peace that passes your understanding. That means that your situation looks so bad, you should not have peace. But he said, I give you peace that passes your understanding. And he said, it will keep your heart and keep your mind. Peace means freedom from disturbance. So what is that saying? They're saying you're going to have disturbance. You're not going to have an absence of disturbance. You're going to have disturbance, but God said, even though you have disturbance, I still give you peace. If you really think about it, you got some things in your life sitting right here in church, in your heart and mind, things that you know that you could be in an uproar about right now. Are you in an uproar or are you at peace? You in God's peace. God wants you to take and apply the same peace to everything else. Amen. And sometimes we get caught off guard because sometimes the fiery darts, the things he throws at us, just catches us off guard. But it really depends on what you've been doing all along. So I'm going to tell you how to stay in there because it's a struggle for all of us. You have got to been in your word, not skipping and missing. You have got to been in prayer, not lazy in your prayers. You have got to be in some type of communication and live in that place. That's the key. You have to live there. You can't go there when you go to church. You can't go there when I feel like it. You got to live in that place. So when you live in that place, when the devil comes to disturb your peace, he may rattle you for a little bit, but that word going to come up in you. You're going to say, this is the devil. I rebuke you, devil. I'm still going to praise God. I'm still going to be happy. My bills will still be paid. You're a liar, devil. And God said, look at my child. And I'm going to help them. Amen. God expects you to do something with the knowledge that you know. Now, if you just a baby, you don't know nothing about the Lord, God is not going to put something on you that he know you can't handle. But if you've been walking with God a while, God expects you. That's why sometimes you stay in situations longer because God is waiting for you to dig yourself out. Somebody give God a praise. I'm teaching and I'm praying. He's looking at you. Nobody else can get you out of your mess. Nobody can get me out of my mess. Nobody has a solution to my problem. I can hear encouragement. I can turn my TV on and hear it. But it's up to me. I got to get up and do something. I may have to turn my plate down. I may have to get before God and keep getting before God. It's something that I got to do. I can't be spiritually lazy as I'm going to stay in the rut. Somebody got the praise. God is the Prince of Peace. And this world needs so much peace. Peace is freedom from disturbance. That don't mean you don't have no trouble. That don't mean that you don't have no disturbance. You can have disturbance and turmoil going all around you, but you can still be in peace. Why? Because you are trusting in the Lord. You cannot see your way, but you are trusting in the Lord. See, if you don't watch it, the devil will run up on you. You know, people, we're not exhorting the devil today, but I'm just bringing out his strategies that we know and we don't know, we need to learn. He watches you, and he watches me. He watches you. You say you're saved, and you got the Holy Ghost. He knows what you're supposed to be doing. What do you know what you're supposed to be doing? He watches you. He watches me. They didn't even pray to the Lord today. Oh, they gave the Lord a hallelujah. That's all kind of prayer they got him. They gave him. They didn't get in their word today. They was on their phone all day. They was in somebody's business all day. Oh, they was doing this. He's looking at all of that, and he's watching, setting you up. The next day, same thing. They doing the same thing. They ain't seeking the Lord. He's like, I'm great. I got a cake baked for them. That's how he does us. He sets us up. And he keep watching you. No communication with God. Nothing to strengthen your walk with God. So he throws something in your way, and it about shatter you, because you have not been in communication with the Father. You have to communicate with God all the time. Not when you have trouble, but all the time. So he comes and he disturbs our peace. When you're at peace, and we all know that, I'm learning it more myself. When you say you got a problem, we all got issues and things we're going through and stuff. But when you can tell when you're in peace, because you are not worried. You're concerned. You're not negligent about your problem, but you're not worried about them. They may come across your mind. Yeah, we're human. They come across your mind. Even something this morning when I got up, I said, Lord, I need something, some more money to take care of that. Because that's sometime before you get up in the morning. If something needs to be taken care of that you couldn't take care of the day before, it comes to your mind like, okay, I already talked to God about that. Nothing wrong with it. The saying, Lord, I know you're going to fix it. See, sometimes that's what you got to do. You have to come around and beg God. We don't beg God for nothing. We ask God. We don't beg God. He's not deaf. We don't have to keep praying the same prayer. Lord, give me 10 cents. Give me a dollar. Give me. He already know what you stand in need of. Just ask him and say, and the devil will come back and say, you did not get that. You haven't got that taken care of. You got to say, Lord, but I know you will supply my need. That's the way God wants you to talk, faith. Amen. And I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, I know you're going to take care of that. I had to. But at first the devil was like, well, you know, that needs to be taken care of right away. And, you know, I'm going through a transition and my income with some things right now. But that's like God is. I said, Lord, I said, you done did so many great things for me. This is nothing for you to do right here. And I mean, though I'm going through a transition with them, God is still moving and working. Amen. But I'm not going to be sad. I'm not going to be discouraged. I'm not going to be down, because God has done too many things for me. God expect me to go back and see look what he already done. God done been great. You got to look back and look at your stuff, whatever that's before you today. You got to look way back and say, God did way greater than this for me. Somebody give God a praise. And that's why I'm saying that you will be in peace, but the devil will do things to try to disturb your peace. And when he disturbs your peace, honey, your joy is going out the window too. Am I right? Because joy and peace, they're twins. Get that? Joy and peace, they're twins, says Pastor Thomas. Okay. But they really are. But they really are. If you get look at getting the word, it's real.
Okay.
Just search it out for yourself. Search out the scriptures. See if you have eternal life in them. Right. Don't go by what somebody says. Search them out.
Right.
Just think about it.
Right.
And, you know, we can do announcements now if you really want to. Okay. We ain't going all the way there, though. Let's think about it. If you had peace, you can get a smile on your face. You can crack one if it can't come all the way. You got some hope. No peace. You're going to be looking like a dried up prune. And you're going to be very sad and depressed and discouraged. Am I right? Y'all want me to make me go there, huh? Peace. I'm able to get a hallelujah, thank Jesus, I got peace. But when your man is talking about, you ain't thinking about what nobody's saying. Y'all better leave me alone. Y'all just don't know the trouble I see. Am I preaching today? So peace, if you really trust in God, will bring joy. That was the situation in my life. I ain't going to get all into it. A long time ago, I mean, I had so much stuff coming my way. House in foreclosure. Had some, this was years ago. Every bill, I was off of work, I had knee surgery or something. I was off with, all my bills was in disconnect. All of them was in red twice. Everything. They wanted me to come up with $3,000 like in a week. Where was I going to get that from? I said, I'm trusting God. I was fighting through living hell. Back then, they had, what is it, voicemail? Where they're talking on your little voicemail thing. They talking about what they're going to do to me. Folks leaving messages on my door. What they having people bring stuff to your door. I was going through it everywhere. That's how well, I'm telling you. That's enough to lose your mind. I said, Lord, I'm trusting you. I'm believing you. But honey, I'm going to tell you, I was a nervous wreck on the inside. So you come to different walks in your life in faith with God. I was believing God, but I was scared too. Yes. And the Lord honored my faith, whether it was that little or whatever. He's honored it. Honored it still. My deceased sister told me, she was real concerned about me. She said, Pat, don't worry about nothing. It's going to be all right. She said she wanted to comfort me. Something. She knew I was going through some things. She said, Darnell going to take care of it. She said, Darnell going to take care of it. I thought to myself, Darnell was still going to school, I believe, then. Or he got out of school. But he didn't really have a job. He was, you know, in the process of getting out of school. He had a little part-time job or something. But I'm thinking, well, how he going to take care of this? He going to rob a bank or something? No, he going to rob a bank or nothing. He can't take care of this. And he had to go to his thing that had his school or something that night. But my sister was real close to him. The baby sister, she was really close. And she just knew Darnell going to take care. He must told her something. He had something in his plan. Like I said, he wasn't really working on a job. But he would get, you know how they send these students. They send these students all kind of things in the mail to them get some credit. They want to offer them all kind of credit because they know they get ready to get out of school and all that. And he never used them. A lot of people take advantage of being so much debt for they didn't go to school. He never used them. I never forget. I didn't know this was coming up in the message, but God knows. He took advantage of those offers they was offering him. And he took and went and paid his mother's, amen, debt. I didn't know he was going to do it either. But my sister already told me, she didn't tell me everything, but she said, it's going to be all right. She sent me a plate of food over there and everything. She was trying to comfort me all kind of way. She didn't want me to worry. She didn't want me to worry. Not at all. And I knew God was going to make way, but I just couldn't. I mean, there was so much stuff coming against me. I didn't know. I know the devil already told me, every time I stick my key in the door, that's the, you're going to lose your house. Yeah, I had all kinds of wars going on inside. And I was believing God did out of my faith. I believed him, but I was more troubled than believing him because it was a certain place I wasn't in my faith. Your faith has to grow. And I, you know, that next day, my son came on in that night after his event where he was, and he said, we're going to get up in the morning, and I think we had to go way out in Carmel somewhere to take care of that debt. He said, we're going to go home, and I looked at him. He said, we're going to go get that taken care of, and he took me out to breakfast. I was just, amen, took care of that. I'm just saying, that God will give you, and God expects you to, the things he, whatever it is, your situation may not have been mine. Whatever he brought you through, he expects you to learn from that and your faith grow up higher. And if you don't, he'll let you stew there for a while till you get a check in your spirit to see what he already done. Somebody give God a praise. Peace is freedom from disturbance. That don't mean you don't have problems. You have problems, but God will give you peace in here. And it's something about the peace of God. That's why the Bible says it passes all understanding. Because see, when you're not at peace by here, you just feel like your heart about ready to jump up. Everything, you know, you feel anxiety. Anybody ever feel anxiety? I know y'all human like me. I don't feel anxiety. Feel like an anxiousness in your spirit all the time. Every time you think about something, Lord, that's enough to give you a heart attack. You keep having too many episodes like that. Come on, give God a praise. Ain't that right? Every time you think of something, I don't know how it's going to come out. Am I right? The freedom from disturbance and tranquility. Back to when you have peace, you're resting. You're going to rest. You do what you do. You don't be negligent about your situations. Like this, say somebody banged on her door. I don't know if I would have just got rid of my sleep right then. I would jump up out of there right then and just tell them, because if you hit my door too hard, I'm like, look. She said she did look, but I would have got up and looked right then, okay? But, you know, I'm in one town. Because I live right on the corner where I live at, and you see so much noise back and forth. And I heard something say, bam, I didn't know I could move that fast. Sometimes I get ready to get up, my little stiff and stuff. I don't know how I flew across the other side of the bed. Look at my people out my window. Shoot. I'm looking out there. They had this man handcuffed and all this stuff going on inside my house. I'm like, woo. See, you don't never know what's around you. But I was okay. I was able to go back to sleep. Amen. Amen. But God, amen, give us that peace that you can't even explain. You can't even comprehend. When you have peace, you have rest. That's what lets me know when I'm going through different things and I'm praying about it. And sometimes it's not so much that God is deaf. He can't hear. He don't understand. You have to get yourself in that place. Because sometimes you pray about something and you say, I prayed about it, but you still feel anxious about it. You know what I'm saying? You still feel some type of way about it. And then you ask God again. Sometimes it's not like God is hard of hearing. He heard you the first time. But sometimes if it's going to take that for you to get in that place, keep on praying till you get there. Because it's about you. You got to pray till you come to the realization that, okay, it is what it is. I can preach this message today. It can go like bullets flying here and there and all over. And once you hear something, you grab it. It's like, okay, I got that. And you do something with it. Amen? Yeah. So when you have peace, you have rest. But the devil don't like you to have peace, or me, and he don't like you to have rest. So he leaves for a season. And he come right back around. Like the brother said, I was listening the other day. I was listening to some ministry on the radio. He said, some of y'all sit there. Y'all be excited when you come to church. You get pumped up to come to church. Somebody say, he going to do it. Turn around 7 times. You got it. And watching and all this happen, you going to have a miracle tomorrow. Everybody say, yeah, yeah, yeah. You get back home, ain't nothing happen. You got to keep that same enthusiasm. Some people get mad at the pastor, at the preacher. You're the one that told me, the woman in the Bible told Elijah, you're the one that you said this child. Blame it on you. You're supposed to do something with what you told and hold on to it. When you have peace, you're going to have rest. In other words, you're not going to sleep naturally, but you're going to be cool and collected, and you're going to go on with your life with things just like you didn't have no problem. That's when you know you're in the rest of God. That's when you know you're in the peace of God. And of course, if you got peace and rest, you have room to have joy. Right? You have room to have joy. Where there's no peace, there's no joy. It says, don't make mama mad. The whole house going to be mad. You're going to have joy. And the joy you have is not, you don't always have to be smiling from either, but you're going to have strength to go through whatever you're waiting on God to do. But you're going to keep a good spirit. You're going to be good because you got the joy of the Lord. You don't have the joy of the Lord when you don't have a good spirit. You got some other type of spirit. It ain't the joy of the Lord. But when you have the joy of the Lord, you're able, like who was that using sister, mother, the mother that passed, we went to her funeral. And I kept saying, I said, Lord, this woman really is a living testimony. She have left a legacy behind. I go to a lot of funerals and stuff. I've been knowing Mother Miller for a long time, but I knew her a distance. But wherever you see her at, and though she was sick in her body, she came out there when Sister Joanne first got on the dialysis, her and her husband. And that woman was sick then, but honey, you didn't know it. Only that you heard the safety. She smiled. She comes to support her husband, trying to see the sick, smiling all the time through all. And if I got the obituary in my purse, it's a beautiful obituary they wrote about her. She did not even make her family, she didn't want her family to make her condition public to know, everybody know what was going on with her. Because she said she wanted to be such an example to everybody about God's goodness. And she fought that fight all the way to the end. And I believe God has made her a great person in the kingdom of God. Amen. And she's going to be, and we're striving to get there. We have not made it there. I'm striving. I got parents that's going on to be with the Lord. And I'm looking to see them again one day. And my sister and my brother. Amen. Amen. She has set a legacy. And God honor her. I mean, she has so many. You all was at the funeral yesterday. She had so many people all over. Everybody spoke the same thing about her. Honey, when you get 100 people or more of their people saying the same thing about you, honey, you really have made a dent in this world.
That's right.
That woman going through sickness in her body and whatever it is took her out of here. And her daughters were so strong. I talked to her daughter. The daughter sitting there. I talked to her. I said, God has just strengthened you so great. I know they missed their mom. There's three of the girls, no boys. They missed their mom. And I said, God is, whoo, I see, just feel God all over her, strengthen her. Such a great strength on her.
Yes, hallelujah. Yes.
And even when Sister Dorian went to see her, she was holding the mama's hand. Mom probably was gone then, but was holding the hand. That's the peace of God, honey, that passes all understanding, that keeps your heart and mind. Remember, where there's peace, there is rest. Rest for your soul. The devil wants you to be flipping back and forth, flipping, worry. But you got to say, peace be still, Lord. Yeah, lay your hands upon yourself, Lord, peace be still. Peace, my soul. Let peace rest upon me, Lord. Them say, worry about this, worry about that. Lord, I pray the peace of God. Sometimes I pray the peace of God upon me. Amen. I don't look around for, you ain't going to find peace outside yourself, because most people don't have peace. Amen. Amen. The peace of God is tranquility. It's freedom from disturbance. It's rest in your spirit. It is also contentment. It's contentment. Contentment is like, I may not have the house that I want right now, but I got what I need right now. I'm content. The Bible says, be content in either state that we be in. And content means I'm satisfied. Content means that I'm able to go on. Content means that I'm not gonna fall out about what's not going right, because it's gonna go all right. Godliness, the Bible said, with contentment is of great gain. A lot comes to me. I'm gonna be blessed because I am content. Maybe this is not the way I want it to be. Maybe this over here is not the way I want it to be, but I'm gonna work it with God's help until it gets where God wanted to be. Somebody ought to give God the praise. Godliness with contentment is of great gain. So peace, I'm just dwelling on peace a lot. Peace is unbroken. God said he would keep us in perfect peace. Peace is not unbroken. Peace is not, I have peace 1 minute, next minute, I'm in an uproar. I have peace 1 minute, and I'm in an uproar. Peace is straight, unbroken. It's consistent. The devil might try to break it, but I'm consistent. I'm fully persuaded. You got to tell yourself, I'm fully persuaded that he's able to keep that I've committed to him. And you got to even be fully persuaded about your salvation. I'm going to be saved. I'm fully persuaded. I'm not walking back with the, going back out in the world. I'm fully persuaded I'm going to live for God. Some people are like, well, if something come my way, I don't know if I'm still be walking with God. Anyway, the Bible said, if any man draw back, my soul would have no pleasure to you. And you can draw back without even saying that in open your lips. You can draw back in your soul. And God knows when you draw back, and God will get back too. Am I preaching today? When you get back, God get back. Because he is a gentleman. He's not going to override your will. I learned a long time ago and still learning. When I get, amen, even when my earlier time of being saved, I had to learn something. I'm still learning things about God. I used to think, if things get too rough, if I back up, maybe God will get this stuff off of me. You ain't going to hurt God because you drop back up. He's going to say, come on, my child. He's going to let you have a throw a tantrum. He's going to let you throw one until you find out it won't work. Because he expects you to grow up and mature. Somebody give God a praise. I can get up there and say, Lord, I'm not... I don't want to do the ministry today. I don't want to do it. You know, sometimes I get tired like everybody else get tired. But God was like, I can't depend on you. That's why he would look at me. I can't depend on you. He's like, in other words, as long as I give you strength in your body, your mind, and you're going to tell me what you're not going to do, I can't depend on you. The Bible said, if you draw back, my soul would have no pleasure with you. A drawback spirit is a spirit that is made a refusal to do what God has called you to do. And then you cannot expect God to overshadow you with many, many blessings when you draw back. Somebody give God a praise. And it says, the Prince of Peace, amen. He's the Prince of Peace, and he'll keep us in perfect peace. If we keep our minds stayed on him. It said, that's, I just read that scripture. It said, thou will keep him in perfect peace. God said, I will keep you in unbroken peace. Perfect means total, complete, unbroken. I'm going to keep you in perfect peace. He said, if you keep your mind. So that lets me know. He said, whose minds. That means, he said, I will keep you in perfect peace. Whose minds are stayed on him. So that's letting me know that you and I have a choice. The devil can't override my will and make me keep my mind off the Lord. He said, whose mind, thou will keep him in perfect peace. Whose mind is sometime on him? Stayed on the Lord. Amen. Now, we got things down here to do down in the earth. But when things come across our mind, negative thoughts, and the devil brings all kind of darts to our mind, we got to be able to quench those fiery darts. We talk about the whole armor of God the other day. You have to wear that armor. You really have to sleep in it. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. You got to sleep in the whole armor, because he messes with you when you sleep as well. And matter of fact, he messes with you more when you sleep. He fights you through dreams and everything else. He fights you more when you are, amen? Amen. Because he thinks you are not conscious of what's going on, so he fights you more. Amen? Yeah. So you got to sleep in that armor. You can't go to bed watching Freddy Krueger and all these other things that be alarming and stuff and talking about, I'm feeling the power of God. You're going to feel the devil upside your bed. Or in your bed. What did you watch before you went to sleep? Or what did you eat to give you a nightmare? Amen? Yeah. You got to keep your mind stayed upon the Lord. There's some things you don't even want to watch. Uh-huh. Amen? That would keep him in perfect peace, whose minds have stayed on him. And he said, not only am I going to keep you in perfect peace because your mind stayed on me, he said, also because what? What's that last clause say? Because what? Anybody reading? Y'all look at your Bible. Don't look at me. I'm giving y'all a chance to speak. What's that last part say? Because you what? That's the real reason. I'm helping you. I'm teaching. Let's do that again. That would keep him in perfect, unbroken, steady, peace, whose mind is stayed. If you know that, he didn't say minds with an S on it. He's talking about your mind. Mind stayed on thee because, he said, I'm going to keep you in her or him in perfect peace because they are trusting in me. What are you expecting? A nightmare? What are you expecting? A tornado? What are you looking for? Sometimes you can look for a disaster and you would have what you're looking for. The devil would suggest, make many suggestions, they're going to come and cut your lights out. They're going to come in and take your house. They're going to come in. And you, if you look for, when y'all going to do it? You looking for a disaster? Or are you looking for God to turn that thing around? Keep him in perfect peace. Who minds and stayed up on the, because that person, you trust in God. You can't see your way. You don't know how it's going to happen. But you believe in that God is going to take care of the situation. And God said, that person is waiting on me. They're believing in me. And I'm not going to let them down. And I'm going to take care of it. Somebody out there give God the praise. Amen. And it says, trust ye in the Lord forever. It didn't say while you're going through. Sometimes he said, trust in God forever. For the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. And our last scripture in St. John reads, he said, peace. We start still talking about peace. Peace. God said, peace, I leave with you. He knew we was going to have peace when he left this earth to go back to be with the Father. He knew we was going to have peace. So he said, peace, I'm going to leave with you. He said, I'm going to leave it with you. I'm not going to take it back, but I'm going to leave it with you. He said, not as the world give it. And he lets you know, this peace that I'm leaving with you is not the peace of the world. It's the peace that of God. It said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world give it. Give I unto you. He let you know this world peace don't come from the world. This is the peace I'm going to give you. He said, and I want you to not to let your heart be troubled. So the word let, that means I allow it. We have opportunities when trouble hit us. The way we respond to them, sometimes we get caught off guard. It can shake us. But you're supposed to get it, simmer on down. That means you have allowed. You have allowed the enemy to minister to you. You have allowed the enemy to come into your life, amen, to distract you. You allowed it. You opened up the door for it. He said, let not. Can somebody say, let not? He didn't say, let in. He said, let not. Your heart, not nobody else's heart, your heart be troubled. Trouble means a lot of things. Depression, discouragement, worry. You know, you have a choice. I have a choice to sit and worry about your problems and try to figure them out when God already told you, lean not to your own self. You have an opportunity to do that or to give it to God. And sometimes I find myself, I give something to the Lord. I'm just as human as you are. Sometimes I have to give it to him again. And I don't know about you all. Y'all might laugh at me. And say, my son said, Mama just repeat herself. Well, I do. Sometimes I find myself repeating myself to the Lord. Because it's not for his benefit. It's for my benefit. Because sometimes evidently I didn't get it. Evidently I didn't get it. That's all right. That's all right. We get a little elementary sometimes. I didn't get it. I didn't process it too well. I didn't get it too well. So I have a senior moment or something like that. Or either I'm going elementary. Then I find myself talking about the Lord at the same time. Then I got to think about, well, I did talk to the Lord about that. So I'm just going to change my tone and my prayer request. And I'm going to accept this as God's going to take care of this. But sometimes I do. I talk to the Lord about something. And it's almost like I didn't even talk to him before about it because I found myself talking to him about it again. Evidently, I need to, and I believe there's nothing wrong with that because what I don't know about what you're doing, but what I'm trying to do is grasp the reality of it. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to grasp the reality of the situation that I'm not just saying words, that I'm getting myself in place so I can expect. That's why I do it. I'm getting my place where I can expect. I'm not down there just speaking words. I'm getting myself in a place so I can expect to hear what he has to say. I'm going to stand up on this tower to see what God has to say. It is not just going to be a fair word. After I get my request, I'm going to get back. And I'm going to, even if I have to fast a prayer, skip a meal or whatever I have to do, a prayer, I'm getting back to see what he got to say about this situation. The other day, like I said, because I'm going through this transition, I was thinking like, well, this bill right here is due here, but this one is due, and they're going to make me pay a late fee. I don't know which way to go. And I said, Lord, just direct my path with this. And he did. Somebody give God a praise. I ain't going to sit there and be shaking all in my boots day and night. I'm getting too old for that. I don't feel like that. I don't feel like being in an uproar. Amen. I don't want 12, 15, or 20, or 34 money grades coming in my hair. You know, from worry and stress. Stress make you look old. Yes, it does. You look older than what you are. Make your body tired, make your mind tired. Won't nothing function right. Keep that mess up off of me. I'm trying to go the other way. Especially if you're getting older, you better be trying to go the other way, honey. I ain't going down. Go uphill. Somebody give God a praise. If I'm supposed to be doing the work of God, I got to have energy in my mind and everything. Don't you know when stress get a hold of you, your mind, everything goes sleep? If it get real heavy on you, you can't think straight, ain't nothing right. That's what devil's when he wants to be non-functional, unhinged, coming all apart. God's will is not for us to do that. Am I right? You know, they got this thing out with all these new words and stuff. That's all right. I hear what they say, as long as you understand what they mean. Unheal, unhinge, unravel, and all this kind of stuff. But God don't want none of us that to be for none of us. He don't want that to be said among his people. None of that. We're not crazy. Amen. Let your heart not be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. And we'll be tempted. Sometimes while you're preaching the word, you're tempted. You're going through things while you're preaching. You're going through things after you're preaching. You're helping other people. But I always say, Lord, I don't want to sit there and help other people and then I'll be messed up myself. What good is it for you to teach the word and preach to other people and you don't use the same thing you put out there for yourself? Amen? Somebody give God the praise. You got to take that same word and encourage yourself, because you know the devil don't like you when you carry the word. That's the sword and power of God. Because you are delivering people and you're helping people. So he will fight you. I'm going to let you know, some of you that have ministry and stuff, he will fight you before you get up and say anything before the people. He'll fight you while you're getting up there, or he'll fight you when you come down. But you can't be afraid. If God called you to swing that sword, you better swing it. He just make sure you got it together. Amen. I ain't saying you're perfect. When you preach the word, nobody's perfect. I preach the word, I'm not perfect. But God, he makes sure you're in a place where you'll be effective. Amen. You'll be able to what you say, amen, he'll back it up. Because God looks at your heart. Not saying he looks at our action too, but he looks at your heart trying to please him. He looks at your desires and your heart, and you make efforts to try to please him. He didn't say you was going to cross every T and dot every I. Nobody's perfect, but we make blunders. We have to ask God to forgive us and keep it moving or whatever. But he looks at your heart when he speaks to you and tell you to do something. He's looking to see, do you pray when I ask you to pray? Do you get in your word? Do you do this? Do you do that? Or you making efforts to do what I ask you to do? And those are the things that God honors. Amen. Amen. So we thank the Lord. Amen. God will keep us in perfect peace. Amen. And we thank the Lord for this message, because it's, like I said, it's a very timely message, because we sure do need peace in this world. And we need not just peace in the world. We need peace within ourselves. Amen. We need peace. Amen. We need calm and peace. We don't need to be worried and troubled and our heart, you know, and feeling anxiety and all this kind of stuff. Amen. But we, you know, some people wait till Christmas time. Oh, a silent night. Oh, Lord, me trying to sing it today. But holy, they just look at me, jingle bells and all this kind of stuff. And they're happy one time a year. I want happiness every day if I can get it.
Yes.
One time a year. Amen.
Yes,
and so God, you know, he's the Prince of Peace. If you got the Prince of Peace on the inside of you, amen, you've been born again of the water and spirit. There's a Prince of Peace living on the inside of you. You just got to, amen, discover it and loose it. cause it to be loosed in your life. When there's somebody, stand to your feet as we close out. Amen. We thank the Lord. Amen.